They're on the front line, saving lives every day, often putting their own lives at risk in the process. Our emergency services workers, police, paramedics, firefighters, lifeguards, SES volunteers, just to name a few, do a pretty amazing job. They work long hours and under a lot of pressure. Today, a national campaign is being launched to show them our gratitude. It's called the Thank You event. It's a brainchild of former paramedic and social entrepreneur Jason Quick, launching it today with the support of rock music icon Molly Meldrum. Molly says he owes his life to the paramedics who responded when he fell off a ladder at his house when he was hanging Christmas decorations back in December 2011. And I'm joined now by Molly Meldrum and Jason Quick. Molly, Jason, thank you for joining us.
Hi, Fran. How are Jason?
Hi, Molly. Hi, Fran. Thanks for having us.
Jason, if I can come to you first, because this is your idea, this Thank You Day. Why did you want to start this event?
Sure. Well, I guess over the last many years, we've noticed a great disconnect between the amount of people out there that have been saved by all of the emergency service workers who actually want to say thanks, who want to look at them in the eye, give them a big hug, shake their hand and say, thanks very much for saving my life or protecting my livelihood. And yet on the other side of the equation, there are so many emergency service workers out there that have never been thanked. And I often thought, why disconnect? So we came together and we thought, we've got to do something about this and try and create a groundswell of gratitude, for want of a better term, and try and connect these people with their emergency service workers so that they can actually say thanks.
I'll come to Molly in a moment, but just how important do you think it might be, or you've been a paramedic, do you think it'll make a difference to some of the people in these emergency services jobs, which are pretty tough, gruesome jobs sometimes, if they do get a thank you?
That's right. It is such a gruesome job at times, and we believe that it will make a massive difference. And not only anecdotally, you know, everyone knows that, you know, when you receive a thanks or when you say thank you, it has benefits for both sides of the equation. But we have our own science of gratitude advisor now. Her name's Lisa A. Williams from the University of New South Wales. She's a leading expert in the science behind gratitude, and the evidence is clear that saying thank you or receiving a thanks has a massive difference and positive benefits to your psychology and your job.
Molly, you've had a very direct experience. Paramedics, you say, saved your life after that fall from that ladder. I guess you were pretty out of it, but what have people told you about what happens when the paramedics came, what they did?
Yeah, you're right. I was very out of it. I was unconscious, but they did an amazing job. And then I was sent off to the Alfred, and then was unconscious for about 4 or 5 weeks, which most people think, well, that was a blessing. and then I came to, and then I finally shifted from the Alfred to the Epworth, and then realised what had happened and how amazing it was, and what was amazing what happened at the house here on the night that it all happened. And they're incredible people. I mean, the rescuers, the paramedics, everyone, you know.
Have you had a chance to say thank you?
Yeah, I've seen quite a few of them and say thank you very much, you know. Not the ones directly, though. So I'm really thrilled that this can be the opportunity to do that. But as you listed off around the CFA, the survivors, the intensive care unit teams, the police squads, the Royal Flying Doctors, Metropolitan Fireys, Emergency Services Australia, SES, the list goes on, and they're incredible people. I mean, you see it every day. I mean, only this week in Victoria Street in Richmond, I saw the paramedics there, the ambulance people there, having to try to bring back to life a guy that OD'd in a public toilet in Victoria Street. And, I mean, they were there, and they were really caring, you know, and trying to do their best, you know. And I think that's where we don't realise what they really, really do, you know?
Okay. Jason, just finally, this groundswell of gratitude you're hoping to get with Thank You Day, how are you going to do it? Just briefly, how are you going to get people and put them in touch with those who saved their lives?
Okay, so I guess it's all about expressing gratitude. And, you know, imagine bringing together every emergency service worker in the one community with the people that they have rescued and giving them all an opportunity to say thanks. So, I mean, a while ago we sent out a message on social media asking people to share their stories of being rescued by an emergency service worker, and we were absolutely swamped. So I guess what we wanted to do was to create a model for people to follow, But this is about individuals taking up the mantle and about community groups and councils and local governments doing the same and giving the opportunity for others to say thank you.
Okay.
We provided the vehicle and the model, and it's up to the communities now to say, let's do it, let's come together and say thanks.
It's a great idea. Jason Quick, Molly Meldrum, thank you so much for joining us.
Okay, thank you.
Very much, Fran.
It's called the Thank You Event, and we can all be a part of it. And Jason just told us how.